Call the meeting to order. We'll stand for the flag salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. This is Wednesday, August 9th, 2023, and our meeting is called to order at 4 p.m. Our mission statement. The Big Bear Airport District serves the Big Bear Valley by providing a safe, efficient, and exceptional venue for aviation operations. Roll call. Patty, can you do a roll call?
Yes. Members present, please signify by saying aye. Vice President Lindstrom?
Here.
Aye. Director Castillo?
Aye.
Director Hicks?
Aye.
Director Smith?
Aye.
And President Seifer is absent with cause. Others present include General Manager Ryan Goss, Assistant Manager Abby Garling Erickson, and myself, Board Secretary Patty Lopez. We welcome members of the public.
Do I have an approval of the agenda?
Oh, I object to the agenda.
Say again.
I object to the agenda.
No changes from staff.
Say again.
No changes. There's no changes from the staff here.
No, okay. So I don't have an approval of the agenda, Chuck.
I'd like to explain why and then I'll vote.
Okay, go ahead.
I object to the agenda as presented for our meeting debate. On July 25th at 10:50 hour, I sent an email to the president requesting that a public outreach committee be placed on the agenda for tasking. It accords with our policy and an item may be added to the agenda. The president's presiding officer has the authority to add an agenda item. That's board policy 5000.30A. In addition, any board member, they have an item placed on the agenda, which is going to the board policy 5000.30F for a future agenda. I am disappointed that the president elected to ignore my request to put the agenda discussion on passing for the outreach committee. During the this director's comments, I will be seeking the consensus from the board to have it placed on the next meeting agenda.
Thank you, Chuck. Public comments. A person wishing to comment on an agenda item should come to the podium and wait for the president to recognize them. Otherwise, provided for a specific item. All items are limited to 3 minutes each with an overall total of 15 minutes. No speaker may allot their time to others. Comments on agenda items, comments concerning matters on the agenda will be heard at the time the matter is considered. Comments on non-agenda items, comments concerning matters not on the agenda, will be heard during the public comment section on the agenda. Speakers' comments should be within the subject matter jurisdiction of the Big Bear Airport Board. Please note that if you are addressing the board on items not on the agenda, the Brown Act does not allow board discussion of such items because they are not on the agenda and thus were not notified publicly. Therefore, the board may only do the following: refer the matter to staff, ask for additional information, or request a report back, or give limited factual response. Your comments may be placed on the agenda for further discussion.
Are there any public comments?
No, Jack, you're public. Special presentations and proclamations, none. Civil Air Patrol.
Not here.
Big Bear Pilots Association.
Big Bear Pilots, they are the monthly meeting last evening and have a wonderful demonstration by the fire department. complete with member participation. Use fire extinguishers properly and put out signs. That was really terrific. I did bring up in the meeting portion of the agenda that this board meeting was this evening. We invited people once again. Director Hicks confirmed this.
Yep.
Even teased them a little bit that there's information going on that they're up to date with and they ought to show up. Yes, even were successful in that. The other thing I reported is we have a very successful aid station for the Tour de Big Bear at the
Great
Summit. And had an interesting occasion where we had two FAA inspectors who were riders on the course, on the long course, based out of Oakland. Come by and
they came all the way
to do the ride and said, hey, we asked what office they were out of and around Oakland to come down from the Tour de Big Bear. Thank us for the support of the aid station. I want to remind the board that the official name of the Pilots Association is the Cape Fair Airport Pilots Association, not just Cape Fair Pilots. Because we are an unofficial part of the outreach. And of course, we'll continue that with our Halloween in the Village effort on Halloween time. So, that's all
that's a lot. Thank you very much, Jack. That was thanks. Good. So we, Patty, did you know that? Mm-hmm. The Bear Pilots Association has a better means. Consent agenda. Approval of the draft minutes. For regular board meeting, which was 4 p.m., July 12th, 2023. Do you have any? And
which
dates equal to? Also, 8.1. Approval of the draft minutes. And the regular board meeting, is that what you have?
No, the year-to-date
financial. Oh, year-to-date financial reports, May 23rd, pages 7 through 20.
I will make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Director Smith moved to accept the consent agenda as written to include regular board meetings minutes of July 12, 2023, and accept the file and filed the year-to-date financial reports. Director Castillo seconded the motion. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any, let's see if anybody opposed? Oh, you, thank you. The motion to approve the minutes of the regular board meeting of Wednesday, July 12, 2023, and to accept the year-to-date financial report was passed with all members present voting aye.
Business matters, discussion, and possible action. Discussion and possible approval of Mead and Hunt Incorporated work order number 8. Providing consulting services for Big Bear City Airport, ACIP 2024 through 2028 update project, pages 21 through 24.
Can you say what ACIP is?
Airport Capital Improvement Plan. Thank you. So this is kind of a normal function that we do every year. Mead and Hunt is our on-call engineering firm that we use for design and planning. So at this point, it's that time of the year where we go through those projects that we have on the books that are potential projects that are funded by the FAA. What they do is they go through and update. There's not going to be really much change to them. The FAA really frowns upon you going in and changing those projects. A lot of the projects have been delayed for many, many years because the snow equipment building capitalized on that. We were hoping that we would get support for that project. So those projects continued to get pushed down as those years, as we move through those years. So what they basically are going to do is revalidate the projects that we currently have on the books update the NPR rating, which is the level of the way the FAA looks at the project for severity. It's basically a percentage. Update the costs for the project. And then from there, me and the consulting firm Mead and Hunt, we have a Zoom meeting, or sometimes we go down to El Segundo and we have a face-to-face meeting with the director of the FAA from the LA office. And we kind of go over those projects and we talk about the funding and if we're likely to get any kind of funding and so forth. So this is just a kind of a dot in our I's, you know, crossing our T project that we do every fiscal year.
Ryan, I have a question. I don't know if it's appropriate at this time, but does every airport that receives funding from the FAA go through this process?
Yes.
And if you don't receive funding?
You do not. So as if your airport is within the NPIAS, which is it's a national program of integrated airport systems. The FAA, I've been trying to teach her some things about FAA grants and funding. So I wanted to see if she wrote it down yesterday. If you're within that integrated system and receive funding, this is one of the steps that you have to do to get continued funding from the FAA.
Do you always have to have somebody like Mead and Hunt prompt you or design it for you?
Another requirement by the FAA, you have to have an engineering firm, you have to have an environmental firm, and you have to have a design and planning firm. We did that about 4 years ago where we went out for an RFP where a bunch of these engineering firms gave us the proposals. We went through the process and selected those groups of people. So this is part of the process.
Thank you.
So what I'm asking for is if the board could approve the work order due to the fact that it is over my spending limit. I needed to bring it to you guys, but approving the work order 8 for the ACIP through fiscal year 24 through 27. I'm sorry, 28.
Thank you, Ryan. Do I have any public comments on Mead and Hunt or this discussion? Director comment.
I have a question.
Yes,
I know that in the housekeeping and it exceeds that not to exceed amount exceeds your discretionary limit. But what is, I can't remember what's their fee usually come in under that a little bit?
It's right around there. It all depends. You know, everybody's fees have gone up over the last 3 or 4 years. So I don't know what the last one was, but it was probably within a couple $1,000. So, but I did look at the last year. And I did bring it to the board as well.
Is that kind of a normal range or financial range?
I don't know. It probably depends on what consulting firm that you have. It's not like I can choose a different consulting firm. We have an obligation to use these because we picked them. They are our engineering firm that the FAA has approved for our five-year plan.
It's a five-year plan.
Correct.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So how long is this contract for?
It's coming close, probably within a year or so, that we would be going back out to RFP, going out for RFPs again. Correct. What's that? Yeah, they have to have experience with the FAA grants, the way that the process goes. So there's a very small group of engineers that work on airports that can do this that have been approved by the FAA. So when we went through this process, I think we had two or three that submitted proposals for each phase of the job. So
I have no further questions. Thank you, Ryan.
Yep.
Discussion and possible approval of hangar door upgrade. We have to vote on. Okay.
I move that we accept. I'll second.
You want me to read it?
Director Hicks to approve Mead and Hunt In work order number 8, providing consulting services for Big Bear City Airport ACIP-2024-2028 upgrade project. And Director Castillo seconded the motion, but I will do a roll call vote. Director Castillo?
Aye.
Director Hicks?
Aye.
Director Smith?
Aye.
And Vice President Lindstrom?
Aye.
The motion to approve Mead and Hunt Inc. Work Order number 8, providing consulting services for Big Bear City Airport ACIP-2024-2028 upgrade project passed with all members present voting aye.
Discussion and possible approval of hangar door upgrade for Hangar Live. Do I have any?
No, it's
On the hangar door. The hangar door, we've got details on there.
Okay. So, as you know, in the June of 23, we approved a $50,000 expenditure for a hangar door upgrade on Y1. As you know, Air Methods is going to be staying here for quite some time. They have no plans on moving. And with our SRE building, our snow equipment removal building, not being supported by the FAA, we needed to look at alternative methods to house the to house the Air Methods helicopter and the maintenance crew. So we could utilize the maintenance hangar for the equipment that we have sitting outside right now. So Air Methods Corporation has been renting half of the maintenance hangar for 5 years with the goal of taking over the entire building once our SRE building was constructed. And it was going to be a standalone facility. After 8 years of trying to get that support with the FAA, the project was canceled. Currently, the helicopter and the living quarters of the crew are about 3/4 of a mile away. So the crew is in the corner, northeast corner of the airport. Helicopter is in the southwest corner of the airport. What's happening, not only is the response times been extended because of the drive time, it also, during busy weekends, we got vehicles moving across the ramp, going into the fuel pit. So incursions are possible. We've had some close calls. So relocating them because of their need to stay in Big Bear, they're flying on average about 450 flights a year now. It's a big deal. They plan on staying here for some time. I needed to look at some alternative places for them to where we could reduce their response time and ultimately get their crew and their helicopter under one roof. So now their response times are within minutes instead of 15, 20 to 30 minutes, depending on the level of conditions, snow, you know, traffic and whatnot. So before you have three bids within the packet. These all three doors here are the ones that are capable enough to open tall enough to be able to house the aircraft. The current door on that hangar is the original door from, I believe, 1974. And it is a bifold type of door, which really limits the headroom for the use of the hangar. The hangar is very wide, but the door was the factor of limiting the usage of the hangar. So I reached out to all three of these businesses, power lift door, high fold door, and the other one was the fold tilt systems. Fold tilt system, which was the cheapest door, was a manually operated door that would open side to side. It would be almost like a scissor door that would push left or right.
By hand.
There's some concerns with that door. One, it's built with low grade aluminum, With the types of winds we get here, we could have some issues. Secondly, this door has these doors roll on tracks and on the roof side and the floor side. We would have had, or they would be installing rollers in the concrete at the bottom of the door, which poses a hazard as a trip hazard, as an equipment hazard, pushing the equipment back in and out, because those rollers were not removable. They were essentially going to be epoxied in, and we would have 2.5-inch rollers sticking out of the floor along the front of the door. So this is the very last one. This is the fold tight door. So because of those issues with the door, I don't feel that is a door that is safe to be used for that hangar. The next door, which is the high fold door, a great door, gives us the head clearance that we need. The problem is there was just, what we were purchasing in this bid was just the frame of the door. There was no sheeting, there was no installation, there was no removal of the door, and just the aluminum alone was about $7,000 to sheet the door, not including the installation. And when I reached out to these companies, I explicitly asked them to give us a detailed quote with all of that included, okay? Because I want a turnkey door that the only thing that we need to deal with is providing electricity to it, which my in-house guys, we can do that. We have licensed electricians and we can do that. So installing it and all that kind of stuff, I just don't feel is something that we have the expertise to do. And then finally, power lift. Yep.
Now, is this $19,000 figure, does that include the installation of the
No, that is just the raw steel, Director Hicks. It's literally just the skeleton of the door. Everything else has to be purchased from an offsite vendor. So the sheeting, and then the installation of the door. Trying to find somebody to install it has been quite difficult as well. I even called the manufacturer that the majority of our hangars are on this airport, and they're pretty much out of doing hangars anymore. They're doing they're doing commercial buildings now. So then we get to power lift. Yes, it's the most expensive, but it is the most complete and the most responsive to the RFP I put out. Essentially, it's a turnkey system. They come, they remove the door, they dispose of the door, they install the new door, sheet the door, test the door. The other thing, the big positive about this door, which the other doors didn't have, this actually has an emergency backup system on it. So in the event that we lose electrical power, this door will still be able to be operated when we have power outages, which, as you know, in Big Bear, we get a lot of them. So this won't limit them from accessing their aircraft if we have power outage. So I'm proposing that we move forward with power lift because they are the most responsive and I think best suits the district needs.
Any questions regarding the doors from Ryan?
So we got the three quotes. Obviously, the power lift is one you're recommending, but obviously the most expensive. But what about in regards to, if you kind of vetted these companies? I mean, are they well known? They have a good reputation.
Yeah.
Any warranties included with this, with the service contract type stuff?
That I didn't look into, but I definitely can. I would imagine there's probably going to be a 1-year parts and labor. I mean, that's probably standard, but I will reach out and make sure of that.
And the other two, they didn't have that power backup. Well, one of them
manual. Yeah, one of them manual, the other one did not.
mean, I see a huge price difference here. However, it's vitally important to be able to get there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like number one priority.
Yeah.
Is that it's reliable and safe, and we'll make that back in a year, right?
With rent or I don't think we'll make it back in a year. Yeah, it'll probably be a few years. The difference is no matter what happens with that hangar, the current door is the limiting factor of the buildings. It always has been. You got a 45-foot wingspan width of a hangar, but you can't barely fit a Skylane in there because of the tail. It wouldn't go up high enough. So that door has lived its life. It's had multiple problems, and there's people around here on the airport that has dealt with that those problems. And so being able to get a door that's safe, efficient, for me, the high lift door was probably comparable, but I didn't want to have to get nickeled and dimed for everything else, all the additions, you know, and then all of a sudden be upside down with sheeting and the installation. And it just, there was too many questions that would have prompted potential large expenditures, because once you sign this contract and they come in here and say, oh, well, we need to strengthen this and strengthen that, and this is going to be another $5,000. Powerlift was a turnkey. You know, they responded, sent pictures. I mean, I sent pictures to everybody essentially, but they were the ones that gave me what I asked for within the proposal that I sent. Yeah. And there's a lot of people that have these powerlift doors. The difference, the other thing is powerlift door is hydraulically driven. So we have no cables. All of our hangars on this airport are cable driven. And as you've seen, as anybody with hangars with cables, they fail. This one doesn't. It has a high lock system, so when the power's off, it completely shuts the hydraulic system down. It has its own standalone power pack. So I think there's a lot of benefits to it. Yes, it is expensive, but you also get what you pay for.
Yeah, well, I don't want to see a situation where we go with a cheap charter and now we have to be fixing it and maintaining it, massaging it all the time.
Yeah.
You got to have those costs.
Well, yeah. And, you know, right now there is an agreement that has been drafted. Actually, we'll get to that when we get into my manager's report. But yeah, so.
Thank you.
Julie? So I have several questions. I wanted to confirm Yankee One is which hangar?
That is the old Arrowhaven hangar.
That's what I thought. Just wanted to... I was just confirming what the hangar is. It's an inside joke.
Yes, they will have a battery backup. Yep.
I thought it was. I just wanted to double check. What did we approve?
So the
for the budget?
$50,000.
Okay. And then does it have the reverse as in an emergency stop coming down if there's something in its way?
Yeah, I would imagine in the state of California, we're required to have that.
How long is that then?
A while.
Yeah.
Nice to do doors.
Yeah. Like we had to upgrade our motor on our maintenance hangar. You can no longer just hit the button and walk away. You literally, it's a dead man. You have to hold the button down and wait for it to close.
I'm just asking because of
yes,
an accident.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Uh huh.
So I just wanted to be sure.
I will reach out to them. That is very important to me to make sure that we have those safety parameters in place that you know that have that stopping capability. Most likely this is going to be a dead man as well, where you're going to hit the button and you're going to have to stand there and hold it.
So commercial hangers all have
that. I understand. I just know some of them.
Yeah, dear friend. So
the agreement or contract, and I'm not quite sure what that would stand with our methods. Do we have a specific agreement or contract with them, or is it just the lease that works?
So we have a lease that has been drafted. Betsy has reviewed that. Essentially, we took into consideration the current lease that they have with the price per square foot and all that kind of stuff. We've incorporated in the new lease with the understanding that Air Methods knows that there's probably going to be some tenant improvements that will take place on their dime as well. The biggest thing for me was getting the hangar usable for them to use. Their plan is to do some insulation in there, some lighting, and some future build outs for living quarters for the medical crews and the pilots and all that kind of stuff.
And I think that's why that hangar made sense, because of the possibility.
It is the perfect hangar to run a business out of like that. One side of the building can be used for maintenance. The other side could be used for their living quarters. The fire department's already looked at it. It's been grandfathered in because it had been used previously for that. I mean, it is the best use of that hangar since the previous business has moved out. Yeah, it'll be under my manager's report.
Windows. Do you have any idea of how much they can handle? That tends to be an issue for us.
Yeah, I don't have those, but they need to. They know what the county requirements are within County of San Bernardino, so they would need to follow those. But I will reach out to them and ask them.
Yeah, I mean, County of San Bernardino may say 20 miles an hour, but no, this one did it well. It's 80 miles.
Yeah, I think it's 80 or 100 is the wind loading. But I'll double check and make sure.
Okay. All right. And we'll talk about the release there in a minute. Okay. That's it for me.
Do I have any public comments with regard to our new mail results?
When do you think you'll be able to get back to us on those answers that we questions that we have? And is there enough time for, is this critical enough that we have to make a decision today on this, or can this wait until the next meeting based on the answers that you have?
I would prefer that we make a decision today, with the caveat understanding that these questions or concerns are taken care of within me working with the company. Because the safety strip, I mean, that's a simple question. Wind loading, simple. I mean, I don't think that it needs to wait till next month, because there's going to be a question about next month's meeting as well when we get a little bit further down.
Timeline,
4 to 6 weeks.
Thank you, Brian. That was good. And then we'll discuss on East at a later date on your manager's report.
We'll talk about the manager. Okay. Yeah.
Go ahead. Do I have a motion for an approval for a new hangar door for hangar Y1?
I will make a motion to approve the power lift door system. And authorize the member to speak the contract and insert all those excuse me questions.
I have a second.
I'll second.
Okay. Director Smith made a motion to approve the hangar door upgrade for hangar Y1. Director Castillo seconded the motion. I'm going to do a roll call. Director Castillo?
Aye.
Director Hicks?
Aye.
Director Smith?
Aye.
And Vice President Lindstrom?
Aye.
The motion to approve the hangar door upgrade for hangar Y1 passed with all members present voting aye.
Can I add one thing? As I was reading through this, lifetime structural warranty, 3-year warranty on components.
Okay.
So that's just one of your notes on all. Okay. August 1st. We received an inspection from the Department of Housing and Community Development for our temporary buildings. They gave us our final sign-off for the buildings to make sure that they were structurally sound and for the use under state certification. We have sent those documents and all of the supporting documents to the county. I've been in direct contact with Chad Nottingham, who's the Director of Land Use Services, and let them know that that information was uploaded, and we can start moving forward to get those permits to get utilities in. I've met with all of the utility providers for the buildings. We have our ADA drawings for ramps. I think we're going to go, at one time we were going to build the ramps out of composite material, but I think it's more beneficial to use aluminum ramps like what the normal school district uses. They have a lot better wear rating and tread compound for the ADA purpose of the ramps. So we're just moving forward with the county. Airport staff has completed the appropriate applications to participate in the Moon Ridge Monday Street Fair. So in the month of September, every Monday from 4 to 7, there will be airport staff staffing a booth. I was going to maybe reach out to you and see if you guys wanted to be in the booth with us as another partner. Unless you guys want to go on your own. But essentially, we're going to be handing out little trinkets for the airport, also wood airplanes. We got some lunch bags, some additional stuff that we're going to hand out. And we get to staff it. So come by and say hi. I think it's a good little public outreach to the community, and we'll get there. Okay. With the budget in place, the maintenance staff has began getting the training and scheduled. Heavy maintenance that we've allocated funds to this fiscal year, and we're going to be doing our CPR AED training for the staff. This is kind of our July 1st until our first snow is kind of the rush to get everything fixed on the equipment. This last year was a pretty large year for us. So we did have some maintenance expenses to deal with this year. So we had our first visit from Paul Kmark from Nigro & Nigro, who is our auditing firm. And he is doing the 2023 audit. The site visit included meetings with myself and Abby. A list of items were given to staff and documents were compiled for the team for the review. So historically, Paul and his team sends us an email and gives us 15 or 20 items that he wants prior to his arrival. They come into this office here and they start the process. We're hoping to have the audit done by early November. I don't want to, previous years, we've got our approval of our audit just before we're budget, you know, budget's ending. So I don't want that. So I kind of gave them some direction that I want to get this thing completed and done ahead of time. And currently I have four hangers of, in the process of being rented, but now there's three because one person has taken one. And as you can see, a draft lease agreement has been completed with Airport Legal, and has been sent to Air Methods for review and comments. We hope to have the draft back here within the next few weeks from the Air Methods legal team to give us any input or comments with that. So the lease agreement that we have drafted is kind of the same agreement that we had previously, which was the price per square foot. What changed was the location, square footage of the building, and the responsibilities of the tenant themselves. So,
looking at tenant improvements, their responsibilities.
Yeah, what we're going to do is the overall lease will be for that, and then there will be an addendum that will break out those tenant improvements so they're not deep in the original agreement. So I want the original agreement, the five-year agreement, and then an addendum spelling out what the responsibilities are and what tenant improvements are going to be in place so it's easily accessible and for review.
What's the square footage?
Or, I mean, are they going from smaller to larger?
They're going from smaller to larger. Yeah, yeah. It's 5,600 square feet. Yeah. What may happen is they may move their entire maintenance operation here because of the condition of the hangar.
Where is it now?
Hesperia Airport. This hangar will allow them to fit probably two, if not three helicopters in there tightly, but being able to get them in here and having a good work environment, the maintenance office, the maintenance parts room, the back area for their machine shop and their parts. I mean, it's the building is a really good building for this purpose.
Are we looking at standard annual increases in rent?
So, correct. I put in a 4% increase annually.
Committee reports and director's comments.
No, good job, Ryan. So been busy. Said Lace is fast. Was he on any other on top of all this stuff? We appreciate all your effort. Thank you publicly. Thanks, Jack, for all your hard work and the pilot association. Great station. Wish I could have attended both. I was kind of under the weather. Well, thanks a lot, Paulus.
June, also, thanks for giving us the update. It sounds like there's been some great things that happened in the last week, specifically with the association in Canada. What's an activity? So, appreciate the update. I appreciate the detail on the projects. Helps to have that information to have all of you that responses.
Thanks, Jeff, for what the Pilot Association is doing and getting the name out. All folks know what Baker Lips is. Thanks to you guys. We're involved in the community. We appreciate that. You know, it's further than not crowd. And again, thanks, staff, for all this hard work. I am requesting, or I'm asking for consensus of the board to put on the September agenda a discussion and possible adoption of the tasking for the point of outreach committee. While I do not believe that an agenda item is needed, I nonetheless request that it be agendized. The reading of the board policy, section 408.16, public outreach committee, duties and responsibilities, is very clear as to the tasking of the committee. And it is my belief that no further discussion is required. However, again, because we think Harley, I'm asking that we get a consensus and have it on the agenda. Again, I'm just asking the board to get a consensus so we can have this committee out, the public outreach committee meets and move the tasks and duties that we're responsible for performing.
Chuck, is there any reason we can't wait for that till we speak with Brent Ives?
There is no reason we need to wait for Brent Ives. This is a tasking that has been assigned to the committee since 2018 when the committees were told to stand down because I guess of issues with previous board members. It was very clear in the new policy that this board adopted that this committee will be in place and that this is the tasking of these committees. There was a sentence in there that says, you need the consensus of the board, the approval of the board. I don't agree with that. I think that contradicts what is said in another paragraph. But that being said, we know what the tasking is. We know what the duties are of the committee. So there is no reason to wait for this. We need to get this on the agenda. We need to be able to do our job. We're not doing a very good job of outreach as an organization. And we can't discuss it. But again, simple request. Put it on the agenda and we can get started doing that.
I believe in being part of the outreach committee that there is, it's not a misunderstanding, but we're not looking at the same thing. The outreach committee defines it one way, and we believe it to be another.
No, I think it, you can't have a discussion here, okay, but I think it's very, very clear. All I'm saying is that when we look at in paragraph 16, 48.16, I think what I said it was. It's very clear. These are the things that the committee does. We review and evaluate the public outreach plan for the airport. We make recommendations to the board as to changes that need to be made to that plan or how we can better do it. Period. That's it. That is all I'm saying. I want us to be able to do it. So if we can do that, I think we're going. As far as any other issues relative to the board members' participation, that's something we'll handle at the policy meeting. But for this specific purpose, I think this is what I would like to see us do and get started on. It's no different than the personnel committee meeting that met and did their job. It's no different than the Airport Development Committee meeting that met and did its job. I'm just saying, let's let the public outreach committee do its job.
Thank you. Thank you, Chuck. More comments?
No, no comments. Just more like consensus.
I just want to know we have a consensus. And how would we handle that? I'm all for it.
Julie? I would prefer a discussion about committees, not public outreach, but committees and what we're going to do with committees when we meet, and then set up any committees, just because then we'll have those discussions. But I'm not opposed to outreach committee necessarily. I just would prefer us to have the discussion in depth about what we need committees, and then.
Well, that's fine. Since how we're going to meet within the 23rd, I say let's get it on the agenda. Otherwise, what we'll do is come October, we'll be asking for the same thing. And then come November, we'll be asking for the same thing. We need to get on board. and start doing our shop. That's all I'm saying. So again, if we can get a consensus and get it on the agenda, and that'll still give us time after we have our meeting with Brett to meet and come back with some recommendations to.
I don't want to make a comment, but I do have a concern with the September meeting. My plan, as you all, most of you know, is I go to Reno and participate, volunteer at the Reno Air Races, which is, we normally have canceled the September meeting due to the me being up there for 2 weeks. So I want to make sure, you know, that's also in there as well. So I don't want to create any problems for anybody. We'll work it out if we need to, but I will be unavailable and not even reachable during that time.
Well, see, now that should affect us holding our meeting in September.
Well, you legally have to, or not legally, but you're required to have your manager here, and you're required to have a board secretary. It has to be agendized, publicly agendized, noticed, because it is a meeting of directors.
Right. That's what the president can do and the board secretary.
Can we change the date if we publish
that? I'm just letting you know the time. I don't want to discuss it because we can't. I'm just letting you know that that is a potential conflict of schedules.
Okay. So
when are you going to be gone?
From the 8th, the 8th to the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
It's only next meeting,
I don't have a consensus as to how to handle it, but
the mine was that we look at a consensus at our next meeting.
But
that's That's with Brent.
Right, but it's still
It's a publicly agendized meeting.
Has that been confirmed yet now? Is it 23rd for sure?
Yes. You should have received, we'll talk about it afterward. It's not on the agenda.
Again, I don't see what the issue is putting this on the second. I don't see the issue. I don't know. Mary Kay, what's yours?
I'm torn, but I believe that we could get a lot further if we had Brent and his direction. I've worked with him before. He's very fair. He's smart. He's got a lot of everything we need. And I think that what you're proposing, do I do agree with it? I think it's just going to lead into something that we don't want and pick her up. That's my opinion. I know you're disappointed in me.
No, you have a vote on the board, so if that's the way it is, that's what it is.
We're at next meeting.
I say we meet on the 18th.
You're gone still, yes.
I'm traveling home on the 18th.
What about the hockey?
Yeah, 20th September works for me.
I'll figure out how to.
Do we have a suggestion on whether our next meeting will be when? For sure. We're going to vote on that?
Well, I mean, no, it's not a vote at all. Okay. So it needs to, the board needs to talk about it. You have another missing board member that's not currently here. So I think we probably should talk about it in August, at the August meeting, when we're all sitting together. Because even on the 20th, I mean, I'm going to have to, there's going to be days that I'm going to be up at working where I'm going to have to be working with her to do this agenda.
Well, it's a good time because it's just before it comes.
No,
that
no,
no. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So September 20th, that wouldn't allow you the time to get it set up.
If we have to do it, we'll all make it work somehow.
Well, what's wrong with making it later?
Because Director Hicks wants it on the 20th.
I'm fine with it.
Is the 6th too early?
I don't know.
Yeah.
So, guys, just we tentatively set it up for September 20th. And
that's not good thing?
No, but Ryan won't be able to be ready for it. That's the problem.
I'll figure something out.
Let's see.
You really want to try to hold the meetings on the same day every month. So that's why we historically have canceled that meeting, because it is not the standard day. But if you guys want to do the 20th, we will somehow figure it out.
What's another alternative?
October.
Thanks.
Okay. Probably discussing a little more depth on August 23rd when we're all here. What do we have in September that would be
It's so early to tell. I couldn't tell you right now.
You can't do it like the 26th and still post October. I mean, why do you have to put yourself in such a place?
Because Director Hicks asked for that date. He asked.
27th.
It's just 2 weeks before the next
one. So, I mean, it would be easier to do that than any objection, having a meeting 2 weeks apart.
There may not be any information. I mean, there may not be anything to any airport business that needs to be conducted within 2 weeks. So let's just table it for now.
That's so good. I said anything about something coming. All right, we want to, if it's a consensus to cancel the second meeting, that's good.
Is that what we did last year?
Yeah.
Let's just do that. And all the
So the next meeting date is not September 20th. September, the next meeting date will be the month of September. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, so technically, the next meeting is going to be August 23rd
with
the board workshop. That is correct. The next meeting will be October 11th. The regular board of directors meeting will be October 11th at 4 p.m.
Okay, are we? Yeah, firm. The next meeting for the airport board will be October 11th at 4 o'clock at the airport here in this quarter.
Yes, let's just leave it there.
Meeting is adjourned at 5 o'clock.